Cheers is filmed before a live studio audience.
Oh, no. Here comes another order.
I need two martinis. One straight up, one over.
Gin or vodka?
Gin. Beef eaters.
Anything else?
Yes. There's something else. Something I need. Desperately. A Molson Golden Ale.
Sammy, out of this room.
Coach, we were gonna kiss.
We were? Mind if I do these first?
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. You want to be where you can see our troubles are all the same. You want to be where everybody knows your name.
Pregnant for the rest of my life, just like it said in the yearbook.
Stubborn little bugger, isn't he?
You know, Sammy, I think he's found out about his brothers and sisters and decided to stay inside where it's safe.
Carla, you know, there's a theory that late-born babies are more intelligent. For example, I was born late.
Hey, so was I.
Well, it was just a theory.
Carla, how did it happen the last time?
Benny Hill did it.
Benny Hill?
Well, I was watching him on TV, and I was laughing so hard, I went into labor.
Yeah, I heard that could happen.
Yeah. Well, if laughter's what you need, I have a face that makes people laugh.
Yeah, but you got a nice personality, Diane.
No, I'm going to make a funny face.
I don't think it's going to help, but go ahead.
Very funny.
Hey, Sammy, let me have two gansets for the lovely couple at the back bar, please.
Hey, have you got yourself covered yet, kiddo?
Oh, yeah, it's all set. My sister's going to fill in for me while I'm out with the baby.
Great, thank you.
Which sister is this? No neck?
No. No, no, not no neck. Another one.
You have a sister named No Neck?
It's her nickname. Everyone in my family has one.
Just out of curiosity, Carla, what's your nickname?
Muffin.
You're kidding.
What's wrong with Muffin?
Nothing. It's just the most incredible coincidence. You and I have the same nickname. Oh. Daddy always called me his Muffin because I was so sweet and toasty.
Well, I'm called Muffin because my brothers once stuffed yeast in my ears and tried to bake my face.
Should I ask what this sister's call, or am I going to regret it?
I know, Sammy. Annette is different than the rest of us. She's always been the good one.
Well, every family has its white sheep.
You and your sister close?
No, no. We never spent much time together. I only see her when I go home for family occasions. Weddings, holidays, stays of execution. Anyway, the thing about Annette is she's real shy. Kind of a wallflower. She doesn't have very many friends.
Well, we'll take care of her. When are we going to meet her?
Soon. I've been in labor for the last 4 minutes.
It was my funny face, wasn't it?
What did you say?
Hold out until my customers left. It was my last shot at a pity tip. Mail it to me. I'll be at St. Allegiant's Hospital. Call it to Italy. Enjoy your drinks while I'm under the knife.
Oh, hi.
I'm Carla's sister, Annette Lozapone.
Whoa, what an interesting name. How do you pronounce it?
Lozapone.
Gee, just like it sounds.
Hi, Annette. I'm Sam.
Hi.
We've been waiting for you. I see that you already met Coach.
He must be a good worker.
Let me introduce you around here. That's Cliff, Annette, this is Norm. This is Diane Chambers.
Annette.
Diane.
Well, you must hear about me from Carla all the time, huh?
No.
You never mentioned another waitress here?
Oh, yes. I've heard her talk about Fish Face.
She quit.
Nice kid, that Annette.
Yeah, she is, Coach.
Yeah, she's cute, too, huh?
Oh, cute, huh?
Cute.
You like her there, Clipper?
I don't know. I just said she was cute.
Yeah. You gonna ask her out, huh?
Oh, man, Cliff, you haven't had a date in months. Oh, there's a simple explanation for that that you riff-raffs probably wouldn't understand. I have impossibly high standards for a woman.
Yeah, she has to like you, right?
Excuse me, Cliff. Get your pad and we'll get a tray on the other
Here's
side.
Here's a pencil, honey.
Okay, Coach. Thanks.
You know, you'd be doing her a favor if you asked her out. She'd, you know, feel more comfortable.
Huh? Yeah. Well, I don't know. Maybe on the way out. Gotta go.
So soon, Cliffy, the night's young and it's year-round.
Oh, hey, I'm sorry, I got a big day tomorrow. They've asked me to test drive a new postal vehicle on my route.
How come they asked you?
Well, I've got the best safety record in the branch, Coach. You never even been near an accident.
Not since you were born.
Was that comment addressed to me, Paul?
Oh, no, Cliff, it's... If it were addressed to anybody, you'd probably get lost in the mail.
If I wasn't wearing this uniform, I'd ask you to step outside.
If you weren't wearing that uniform, we'd all step outside.
Excuse me. I just had a sudden thought here, If you're not doing anything, if you have the time, maybe we could go out sometime and do something together if you want.
Really? That sounds nice.
Oh, yeah, well, I better warn you, though. I'm going on a special assignment for the department.
Oh.
I've got no right to ask you to wait for me.
Well, here's my phone number, in case you make it.
Great. Well, auf Wiedersehen.
Bye.
So what do you think? How's the new girl doing?
Oh, very well. That date with Cliff is the second one she's made since she's been here.
Really? Well, no, that's good. That's good. She's breaking out of her shell.
Sam, it's cheers. It's a romantic bar. As many people fall in love here as get sick.
So what do you say? Maybe 1 a.m.?
That would be fine.
Sam, she's not what Carla thinks she is.
Yes, she is. She's just... She's naive.
Sam, I am an excellent judge of character. And I say she's loose.
stop.
She's not loose.
All right, I'll talk to her. I'll
keep her from getting into trouble here. Matt, can I talk to you there in my office?
By the way, I think you would do a lot better for yourself if you stopped meddling in other people's sex lives and started concentrating on mine.
Well, that's great, that's great. That'll keep me till the end of the minute.
Did I do something wrong?
Oh, no. I just want to have a little talk with you. See, I know that you haven't worked in bars before, and I just wanted to explain how men behave in bars. They, they have a few drinks, get a little high, and then they get a little carried away around a beautiful new waitress, and, is this making any sense to you? Why don't we sit down here? See, what I... No, I thought maybe that...
Take me.
Sam, telephone call. Well, I'll just tell him you're breaking in a new way.
Look.
Okay, folks, almost ready.
Well, it was Cliff. He said he's feeling a lot better. He's coming in tonight.
Great. What happened to him anyway?
It was during his test drive a few days ago. He stepped out of the cart into a pothole, smashed up his leg. But he finished his route in pain.
He figured those 1974 Christmas cards couldn't wait another day, huh?
Ned, you're late again.
I'm sorry, Sam. Would you like to take me into your office and scold me?
No. Just maybe don't do it again.
I won't.
Sam, she's turned into the thing that devoured Boston. We've got to tell Carla about this.
Oh, no, we do not have to tell Carla about this. It's none of our business if she likes men. Loves men. She can do whatever she wants with her sex life. It's in the Bill of Rights.
Where is it in the Bill of Rights?
Well, you know, the part about the right to assemble and bear arms.
That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Hey. I thought you said that you weren't going to call me stupid now that we're being intimate.
No, I said that I wouldn't call you stupid while we're being intimate.
Okay, folks, the movie's ready.
I got the lights.
Thanks, Sam. Sit on, everybody. Get nice and comfy. Here we go. Everybody comfortable? This film I call A Trip to the Hospital to Visit Carla and Her New 2-Day-Old Baby.
I like it.
Thanks, sir. All right, here we are in the elevator, and those elevator doors are opening, and we're going to Carla's room. And yes, go in, and... Oh, gee, I made a mistake. It's the dead guy's room. Oh, the widow was so upset. I tried to cheer her up with a gift, and she has... It wasn't the right moment. Oh, now, here we are. I'm on the right floor, and there's Carla's room, I hope, and in we go. Yes, it is! Oh, well, the kids were very good. They were on their good behavior. Then Anthony squirted his water pistol at me. Here I am, wiping the lens, and Serafina grabbed the camera, crawled under a bed, and I begged her for it. I had a heck of a time. Then Anne-Marie jumped on my back.
Coach, didn't you get a shot of the baby?
Yeah, there she is.
Oh, which one's Carla's, Coach?
It's a little girl, Norm. Doesn't she look just like her mother? I think that's all.
I got the light.
Okay.
Well, hey.
Oh, that was nice. I'm glad I got to see the babies.
You mean you haven't been over there yet?
Well, I got as far as the hospital, but I met the chief surgeon in the parking lot, and we split a six-pack in his van. What a nice fellow.
Hey, looky here.
Come out over here, soldier.
Come home, Tippo.
Thank you, Coach. Boy, I miss you guys. Except Paul. So, who wants to sit?
No, not me. I can't stand that stuff.
Come on.
Can't even eat an open-faced sandwich.
It's almost gone now, anyway. Yeah.
Little suds over there, Cliff.
Hey, thank you, Coach. I had some healing hands to help me.
Ooh, you
devil.
Yeah,
some incredible, beautiful hands.
Oh, wait a minute here. Sounds like the man's been bitten by the love bug, huh?
Cliffy, you found somebody, right?
Well, look,
He did.
All right. I never thought I was the kind of guy to fall head over heels, but...
Oh, God. It isn't a net, is it?
Well, yeah.
Oh, I'm so happy for you.
Thank you, Diane. It's great. She doesn't know it yet, but I'm going to ask for a hand. Annette? Yeah, isn't it something, Sammy? Me and Carla's sweet little sister? Oh, it's like fate, huh? Oh, there she is. Annette? Hi, sweetheart.
Hello there, handsome.
Sam, I think we have to talk in the back room.
Why?
Well, it's our weekly seminar on the use of leitmotif in the Chanson de Roland.
Oh, yeah. Boy, time really flies by, doesn't it?
Yeah, Norman, why don't you join us, Coach?
No, not me, Diane. Thank you, no.
Oh, come on, Coach. You're the guest speaker.
Hey, this might be good.
We are confronted with a problem.
Tell him about her, we ruin his life.
Right.
What if we don't tell him about her?
Don't tell him about her, we ruin his life.
Well, if I'm confused, everybody must be.
I know Cliff. He's a very sweet guy. If anybody can change this Annette babe, he's the one.
Well, maybe you're right, Norman. I guess we've been pretty cynical, huh? Who are we to judge? Maybe Annette really loves Cliff. Hey, face it. Love can be a rebirth for any man and woman.
Yeah, I feel better about that.
Yeah. Oh, wasn't it Dante who said...
Yeah.
Oh. Annette, would you get me a soda, please?
Certainly.
That Cliff is really something special, huh?
Which one's Cliff?
let me tell him I'm his best friend. All right, Cliff, talk to you in the back room here a moment.
Well, yeah, sure, Norm.
You sure about this? I've seen this kind of thing destroy relationships.
He should hear about it from somebody who cares about him and who he cares about.
See you later, sweetheart.
Bye.
So, what's going on now?
Oh, nothing. What, I can't talk to my buddy?
Sure, no problem. So, what's up?
What would you say your definition of friendship was, Cliff?
Norman, that's out there waiting for me. Use a dictionary, huh?
Yeah, Cliff, you know, I think that friendship is two guys who can remember all the good times that they shared, you know?
Oh, yeah, that's good, Norm.
Yeah, remember all the good times we shared?
Yeah, listen, Norm, if you want a couple of bucks...
No, Cliff. Hey, remember, when you thought that I was drinking too much? And that you felt that I really ought to stop.
Yeah.
As a friend, I appreciated that.
Yeah, you didn't stop, no.
I decided you were wrong, but... remember when we were passing through Concord and we stopped? We took a squirt on that guy's lawn.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we killed his jack in a pulpit.
Yeah. So, what'd you ask me back here for? No, I wasn't to talk over the good times, huh?
Well, not just that. More like, about, Annette.
Oh, now look it. When Annette and me are married, it's not going to change us.
Cliff, Annette's not as innocent as you think she is.
What's that supposed to mean now?
I mean, since she's been working here, she has been around and around.
What are you saying this for, Nam? Because you're jealous or something? Because Annette and I are going and starting a new life together and all the magic's going out of your relationship?
More people have enjoyed Annette's magic than Doug Henning's.
Nami, I'll give you 1 second to take that back. Okay, I'll give you 3.
Who's she been with? Everybody.
You?
No.
Yeah, because you're married, right?
If you're married to a woman like Vera, you don't even think about extramarital sex. Try not to think about marital sex. So what, you hate me now, right?
No.
Hate her?
No.
Hate yourself?
Yeah.
My choice too, yeah?
I guess I should have known. She said she invented all those things it takes years to learn. I guess I ought to thank you, Norm.
Oh. No.
Couldn't have been easy for you to... I just hope I can do the same for you one day.
Thanks. Come on, let's get a beer.
No, yes,
come on.
No, I'm not going back out there. The guys are going to laugh at me.
No one's going to laugh at you. Those people care about you, and they know that you're hurting. Anybody who laughs at you has got to answer to me.
Tommy, you're about the best friend I ever had.
You're mine. Want a hug?
No.
Me neither.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like you pulled me from a burning car wreck or anything.